Hello, my name's Kevin Wilson. Welcome to my world. Think of this as a safe haven. The deck chairs are free. The weather is just how you like it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Because everybody's welcome on the Isle of Kevin. Or, to put it another way, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. I'm delighted the British government has at last decided to follow my lead and take nasty, polluting vehicles off the road. Yes, in case you hadn't noticed, the idea is that, well, over there, Britain, you won't be able to buy a petrol or diesel car in about 20 years' time. Talk about lagging behind the island. I banned them at least 10 minutes ago. Islanders love our new sweet-smelling environment too. If you ignore the occasional body odour on the high street, of course. Yes, we're now completely powered by wood. Every island car, well, you recognise them because they have DL on the number plate, which is basically learner driver in reverse. Oh yes, and they're usually either very old cars, extremely new and shiny, and very slow moving. But have patience. They are slow because they don't have traditional engines. They've all been fitted with wood-burning stoves, which are not only quite heavy, but of course, the boot has to be topped up with logs at one of our many refueling stations. It works a charm, especially if you have a passenger who can stoke up the burner while you're waiting at a roundabout. And let's face it, we all need time to think and plan our next move at roundabouts. Yes, there's a round hole in the dashboard through which you post your log, as it were, into the stove, and the more you stick in, the faster and longer you go. The bonus of all this is that the car is kept nice and warm too, so much so that many islanders are now using their cars as saunas. So if you do see someone driving without any clothes on and beating themselves with twigs as they bowl along, please don't be disturbed. It's just another example of the island leading the way. I've sent a message of congratulations to Michael Gove. He's their environment minister, saying I think he ought to be made a saint for all the good work he's doing. I seem to remember there was a Saint Michael once, wasn't there? Or am I confusing that with a range of underpants from Marks and Spencer's? Seems like a good idea to me. After all, the Prime Minister is also known as Mother Teresa, isn't she? Anyway, that's the environment box ticked for this week. Oh, I should add that all our car wood comes from sustainable sources, and the pall of smoke over our main cities will soon be dispersed thanks to the wind turbines, also known as dirty great fans, colloquially, I am having installed to direct that lovely wood smoke in a northerly direction. I do hope St. Michael won't mind too much. Moving on, don't you think this celebrity culture thing has gone too far? I'm reading this week that people are shocked by how slim Nigella Lawson is, stunned by someone called Liam Payne's short haircut, awestruck by Melanie Trump's pink dress, and goggle-eyed at Rihanna's low-cut frock. No mention of ordinary folk like you. So, let's put that right. Well done, Mrs. P. I thought you looked stunning as you rolled that wheelie bin down to the road in your baggy jogging pants and fluffy slippers while smoking a pipe. Top marks to Mr. G for wearing those low-cut shorts. Must have taken miles of kite material to make them. And how on earth did they stay up? Could you even see them from your vantage point above your beer belly? And can I also pay tribute to my Queen Doris, who looks absolutely stunning today as she prepares to present the prizes in the Island Ferret Sexing Championships. I'll be along later for the annual Ferret Society dinner dance, but as always, I shall be tucking my trousers firmly into my socks. I don't want a repeat of last year. We'll say no more about that. Oh, yes, please, Doris, thanks. A cup of coffee would be marvellous. Thank you. Back in a while. Well, we're all looking forward to Cows Week now. This is the event that brings Michael Portillo lookalikes out in their thousands to eat, drink and miss the ferry. And I believe there are some boat races too. But we don't mind that too much, as long as it doesn't interrupt the flow of conversation in the beer tent. This year, just for a change, we're staging a new sailing event, the Round the Island Ferry Race. Yes, all the usuals will be lining up on the starting line at around 8 a.m. or possibly an hour or two later, depending on the availability of staff, technical issues, maintenance issues, the weather, and so on. And while that's happening, or not because of mechanical failure, the Scottish cloakroom attendant Angus McCotup will be reciting improvised poetry while drinking 20 pints of lager. Mr. and Mrs. B will be staging their annual speed burger eating competition, followed by a one-hour improvised argument about nothing at all outside a well-known pub in the centre of town. Do come early for this, because they always attract a crowd. And the Whitwell Nude All-In Wrestling Team will be inviting revelers to join them on stage for a no-holds-barred tag match. Sounds good, doesn't it? Princess Anne is visiting the event. No, sorry, not the wrestling. The sailing. Yes, she'll be moaning about the weather to a lot of people wearing blazers, followed by a seafood lunch of freshly caught garlic prawns. Yes, this is a new breed of prawn that is reared in vats of garlic before leaping out of the garlic water to stretch out on a boiling hot pan before cooling off on a plate before your very eyes. Speaking of cows, by the way, I'm sorry, but I have had to impose a noise curfew on the floating bridge, as we call it. But to be honest, I could hear those rattling chains from my palace. It was only after I'd imposed the ban that I realised it wasn't the chain ferry's fault. It was Doris using the outside toilet. Anyway, be that as it may, I have issued instructions for the chains to be replaced with nylon cords that don't make a noise, so the ferry can glide across the water with the merest swish, like a curtain across a bay window. Oh, there's too much fuss and bother about all this. Have you noticed it's not a chain ferry anymore, it's a floating bridge? Perhaps that justifies the expense. But having said that, it only cost a few million, for goodness sake. Anyway, if we have any more problems like this, be warned, I'm just going to recruit 2 tug-of-war teams who can pull the blighter back and forth. Leave it with me, I'll sort it out. And finally for this week, I've selected a couple of emails from my bulging inbox. No, I'm not bragging, I'm talking about my emails. Mr. J of Arreton wants to know if and when I will reintroduce the Miss Island Beauty Competition after our very own Ida Roebuck reached the final of the Miss Universe Gurning contest in 1952. Her impression of a sink plunger, remember that, was well received by the judges, but unfortunately she kissed a judge and it took 6 firemen to pull her off. Mr. J, thanks for getting in touch, but I think we've moved on from beauty contests now, except those that take place in the horticultural marquee, as in best looking arrangement of 2 plum tomatoes and a gherkin, and so on. And meanwhile, Mrs. P of Pankhurst asked if I would be willing to present the prizes at the Pankhurst Mixed Doubles Final. I said I'd be happy to support and encourage sporting activity, but she replied and said, no, it's a drinking competition. Oh dear, oh well. Until next time, stay whiskey and dry. Cheers! Sadly, it's goodbye from the Isle of Kevin, for this week anyway. Thank you so much for visiting. Please make sure you have all your belongings with you, and we wish you a safe and pleasant onward journey. We look forward to seeing you again next Friday, here on the Isle of Kevin, where everyone's welcome, or, as we like to say, this is the Isle of Kevin, and you're welcome to it. Goodbye.